Buzz, Andrew.
Hey!
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. It's very exciting to talk to you. Been a fan forever.
Oh, thanks so much, me son. I'm the same to you, Mitt.
I love your voice, yeah, by
awesome.
The way.
Yeah.
It's very distinct. It's the only voice like this in all of rock music.
They asked us to do an audio version of this book, which I did do, and I pity anyone that gets it because this is what you hear.
Oh, it makes it more authentic, though. I love it.
Yeah, that's. Oh, yeah. So I want to. Oh, can you, Phil, see if you can find the audio book? Brian Johnson, lead singer of AC/DC, also car enthusiast.
Yes, car guy.
He has a book out, Lives of Brian.
Nice.
Yep, you can buy that audio book. I haven't heard it yet. I did it, but I haven't heard it yet.
You're holding your headphones as you were saying it.
You know, it's funny when you look up videos of you on the internet, and if you're doing interviews, they'll have captions underneath.
Oh, really?
It's like, we don't need that.
You should have sang the book. That'd be even awesomer.
Yeah. I mean, I know, Brian, you've probably been asked this a million times, and I'm hoping it's in the book, but can you tell us a little bit about how you became the lead singer of AC/DC?
Yeah, it was, first of all, you know, it was a lot of work and with other bands and, you know, serving your apprenticeship, I think is the word I'm looking for. And, you know, and in the book as well, it said, you know, I had a little company, a little firm, was only me and a couple of people that worked for me. And then there was a telephone call. There was this strange woman's voice who said, you know, you must come to London. I said, excuse me? She said, you must come to London. You are Brian Johnson, the thinker.
Well, you're putting me on, aren't you?
I wish I heard that recording. It was right. Brian Johnson and this lady right. talking to one another.
It was, and I said, yes, I said, who are you? She went, this I cannot tell you. And I said, well, you've got to tell me, because I'm not coming to London. Who is the band? I cannot tell you this.
Wow.
I said, well, you must tell me who they are. I'm not coming down again. It's a long way.
Yeah.
You know? But you must. I said, I'm sorry. I'm not going to come. You know, so I just hung up.
Right. Doo-doo.
Wow.
Back again, and she said, okay, this is... I said, who are the band? Oh, I said, just give me the initials, and I'll try to figure it out.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. She said, it is AC und DC. I said, AC/DC.
Oh, the German version.
Scheiße, I have said too much.
Pretty cloak and dagger, right?
And,
I was cool.
And that was it.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I heard that when Bon Scott passed, they thought of a few people, but you came up because Bon Scott heard you. And yeah. Liked you and talked to the band about you.
Wow.
Did, and I've seen what was written. His brother, Derek, has sent me an email, and he told me, what, and I was really touched by it. You know, because me and Bon had met before in 1973, it's all in the book.
Wow.
We were in Torquay, and I was in a band called Geordie, and Bon was in a band called Fang at the time. And they were supporting us, and it was freezing cold night, and we and I were drinking beers and talking, but I didn't realize until years and years later that it was him. It was the same man. And how faithful is that, that, you know, two guys would get together and have a beer and like each other. You know, we got on like a house on fire, you know, and he was a lovely, easy going fella to talk to. And I tell you, sometimes I get little shivers when I think about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really is. Not many rock bands have had two tremendous lead singers.
Seriously.
But, you know, never heard of AC/DC until Back in Black.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Back in Black was such a huge success. We start looking back to the library, stuff. The earlier stuff. But, man, there is not a bad song on that album.
No.
It is one of the greatest albums ever made.
I wore mine out.
Yeah.
It's smooth.
You know, sometimes I get a little, you know, I don't know what the word is, you know, to explain it. You feel a little humbled by it all without starting to sound elegant.
Right. Yeah.
You do, because what you did was, you know, it's in the book when they just give you a legal pad and say, right, there's the tune. Can you write lyrics? And I hadn't. I said, well, I'll give it a try.
Wow.
Nice.
And I sat down, you know, with Shook Me All Night Long, and I just started to write. And before I knew where I was, it's much better explained in a book. I mean, you know, there I was at the bottom of the page, you know, going, oh, shit, I guess that's it. And took it up to the studio, and I said, well, what have you got? And I said, I got this. And they said, okay, then. Mutt Lang, the producer, said, okay, then, how do you sing it? And I went, I'm not sure yet. I haven't done it the first time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is mind-blowing.
And we went in there, and the song wrote itself. You know, the way I had written the lyrics, there was only one way to sing it. And, you know, and so... And it came, and it was just, but it was such a whirlwind in the studio. I had to get things done. Well, I wonder some
didn't have time to contemplate and think about it too long.
Right.
You know, my favorite line on that album. So first of all the lyrics on that album, great.
Yes.
But there's one lyric that sticks out in Shake a Leg, stomp your bitchin' and drop your linen for me. I'm like, who?
Yeah. And it worked.
It's great.
And it worked.
It's such a great line.
Right, I get slapped.
I've never heard anything like it. Yeah.
Well, thank you, me son. But I remember when we're doing Shake a Leg, and Mutt Lange, the producer, said, Brian, can you get a little bit higher on that line? I went, Jesus, I wonder if I got any higher. I'll be in space. I'll be full. He went, I know you can do it. And I went, really? And, you know, and we stood there, and we finally got, you know, it's the real high one at the end. And I don't think I've ever tried it again. I was in serious danger of losing one of me gentlemen's vegetables.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to lose Brussels sprouts.
We're going to link up to the book, and people should get this. And if you have an AC/DC fan in your life, this is a great gift to give them.
Oh, yeah.
Then the audio book, and
right.
Man, the behind the scenes on one of the greatest albums ever made and one of the greatest bands ever in the history of rock. And just, I'm just so glad to hear you're back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm
right.
So sad to hear.
It's just
really happy.
So lovely to get these new ears. I have to thank Stephen Ambrose for inventing them and working with me for those 3 years, and then, you know, allowing me to get to do the new album and then rehearse with the boys in Holland and then getting ready to go out, and then bingo, the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Boy, what we got it. That was two years ago.
I got to tell you, we do a concert segment every week. And every single week, multiple calls, AC/DC.
Yeah, when they come.
So you, we hope you don't skip over Connecticut when you do make it around. But if you go to New York or Boston, we'll be there.
Yep.
I got to let you go. I guess you got to do some more stuff. But, Brian, this is the highlight of my career talking to you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the kind words, lad.
Oh, man. Brian Johnson.
Thank you. Everybody.